Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, you are now tuned to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As I always do, and especially for the first-time listeners, I see we have a lot of new listeners on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. And my guest on tonight is pastor/counselor, Pastor Eddie Edward Thomas. He is the pastor of Cornerstone Tabernacle Church, located in Romulus, Michigan. So he is my special guest on tonight. He will be bringing God's word very shortly. So I pray that you get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so that you can read along and see what God is saying to his people on today. I don't want you to take it lightly or for granted to think that we are making up things. That's why I ask you to get your Bibles so that you can read it for yourself, because the word of God stands true. He says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we need the word. So get in the word, open your Bible, so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you, give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, in the midst of storms, in the midst of everything that's going on around us that we don't understand, we know that you're always in control. And we thank you that you sit high, you live low, you never slumber nor sleep. You cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. We just thank you for who you are on tonight. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come right now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and then my entire family, and also my guest on tonight, Pastor Edward Thomas and his entire family, and every doer of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are faithful doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas. It's our prayer that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth and our God purposes will not be in vain, that you will be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray right now that should there be any listeners on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, We pray, Lord, that a word will go forth through your man of God, through the ministry of music on tonight, even through this prayer that will prick their hearts, that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know, live in and walk in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Is our prayer for them in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I lift up my brother in Christ, Pastor Jose Dorsey, on tonight and the loss of his uncle. Continue to strengthen and encourage his heart, and not only him and his family, but all those that have lost loved ones on tonight. I still lift up the Wilson and Simpson family in the loss of Gloria Ann Simpson Wilson. We lift that family up to you in the name of Jesus. Her mother, Ms. Lizzie Wilson,
continue to strengthen them.
Encourage their hearts, Heavenly Father, and not only them, but everyone that has lost loved ones all over the land. You know who they are, and you know where they are. So we know that you know how to reach their hearts. So we ask that you would let them know and let them feel your presence. Let them know that you are still worthy to be praised, even in the loss of loved ones, that you are in control and you know what's best for all of us, and you don't put no more on your children than we're able to bear. So we ask that you would come and strengthen all those that are weeping tonight.
Thank you.
Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in
their minds, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we lift up all those, especially that are dealing with mental issues and mental challenges tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you take their hearts and send a word, send a vessel their way that will be able to encourage their heart and lead them to you, to the rock that's higher than I, which is Jesus Christ. That they will come to know Jesus Christ and know that he's their mind regulator. He can transform their minds. They can be at peace
and they will
be able to think right and live right and do right. And they will be able to do what you have called for them to do in these last and evil days. So, Heavenly Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy toward all of us. We are worthy of your grace or your mercy. But we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
We pray, Lord, in the name of that you would touch the president's heart, President Donald Trump.
Lift up his heart, Lord.
And not only him, but every doer and every leader, Heavenly Father, let him rule over your people all over the land. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that you would touch their hearts. Heavenly Father, they would do what's right for all people. That you would be glorified through them is our prayer. So we pray now, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you would be glorified through us. We lift up Pastor Thomas on tonight, that you would use him on tonight, that your word would not go forth a void, that it would accomplish everything that you have set forth to do in the earth on tonight. Because you know who are tuned in on tonight, and you know exactly what they need. So we pray, Lord, that you would be glorified on tonight. Through this worldwide ministry is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it's a form of a question, has your heart been circumcised by God's love? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, it comes in a form of a question, and this applies to all of us. Has your heart been circumcised by God's love? I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I only have one, but really two. I am promoting Pastor Jose Dorsey's internet radio show. He is up under my direction with his show. His show is titled Theologically Speaking, and his show airs every first and every third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. He is another awesome man of God, and we want to continue to lift him up in prayer as he We're going to continue to pray for him that his heart will continue to be encouraged in the Lord, to move forward in the Lord. So we want to let the listeners know that you can tune in every first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and listen to Pastor Jose Dorsey. His show title, once again, is Theologically Speaking. And then, finally, my final announcement is I am so excited for my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings. He's the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. Well, his armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rambis, he comes forth over this worldwide network under my show every first Thursday and every other third Saturday. So he will be coming on with his own show very soon. So the Lord has opened the door for Minister Rambis to have his own show up under my direction as well. So as soon as we get the name and the title of his show and the time, I will be announcing it to you, the listeners, so you can follow along with him and be blessed by him as God leads him and uses him to deliver God's word. So we are promoting him now so that you can be ready. He is in, about to graduate from seminary school, so that's why I haven't had him come on yet. I want him to be able to finish up what he's doing with his classes. So he's about almost finished, so we're going to keep him in prayer. So I'm excited for him and what the Lord
is doing through him.
And also, the Lord has opened his door for him to host his own radio show up under my direction. So it's not about me. I just thank God for allowing me to be a man enough and a God man enough to know that when God blesses me, and this is a word for somebody else on tonight, when God blesses his people, he blesses us to be a blessing to others. It's not just for us. It's to be a blessing to us, and mainly to be a blessing to the body of Christ, and that God will be glorified. So I am excited for Minister Rambis. So, again, I will be announcing his time and its show title. As soon as we get those dates and the time and the name of his show title together, I will be passing that along to you, the listeners, so you can tune in and be blessed by him as well. But before I bring on Pastor Thomas, as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight, I'm going to go to my music break. And someone needs to hear this word on tonight in the form of music, because every now and then, we need to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord, because sometimes we can't get a hold of our pastors. Sometimes the pastor is not available. Sometimes the pastor may be going through issues, or he may be sick himself, and he cannot get to you. So you need to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. So that's our song for tonight. I pray that you be blessed by it. And following this song, I am going to turn this mic over to Pastor Thomas as he deliver God's word on tonight. And I have another song that I'm going to play for the words for the listeners to be encouraged by on tonight after Pastor Thomas. Enjoy the music break.
Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Do it yourself.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Why? Because
that's
the
right.
Word of God tells us there's power in the in our tongues, life and death. There is power in the
that's
tongue.
Right.
So be careful that we allow to come out of our mouths. So we got to learn
that's
how
right.
to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So don't
amen.
You glad we serve a mighty God? We serve a mighty God. And he is worthy to be praised. So I just thank God
thank
for
you.
That song on tonight. I know that it was a blessing to somebody on tonight. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Well, right now I am ready to yield this mic over to Pastor Edward Thomas. Again, he is the pastor and he's a counselor of Cornerstone Tabernacle Church. I was saying of Romulus, Michigan, but I think it's Ecorse, Michigan. But anyway, he's coming forth right now.
It's Romulus.
To deliver God's word.
It's Romulus.
Oh, it is Romulus. So I do, I stand corrected. It is Romulus, Michigan. So he's getting ready to deliver God's word on tonight. So again, listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God. Pastor Thomas, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
We thank God tonight. We thank you for being so good and kind. Father, look on us tonight. Look on my darling wife. Touch her body, Lord. Touch her mouth. Touch her what she be able to she had laryngitis, so touch her, will she be able to speak clearly again? We just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for being so good and kind. Oh, we thank you because you brought me through two car accidents, and the devil wanted to take me out of him, but God said, I'm not ready for you yet. We just thank you right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Look on my family, Lord. Look on my son, Jameer, Lord. Touch him as he goes to school, Lord. Touch that mouth. Give him a mind to want to study his lesson, Lord. Not only him, but all children everywhere, all over the world, Lord. We just thank you right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. From Isaiah 29:8, it says, his soul is empty. And Jeremiah 14:3, turn with their vessels empty. They were all ashamed and confounded. And we're just going to talk a little today. Why go home with an empty bucket? Why go home with an empty bucket? Most people don't find it too funny, not very satisfactory, to go fishing, then have to return home without having caught anything. But most people, if they don't catch anything, sometimes they'll go to the store or to the fish market and catch it and buy something just to say they went fishing. And some of them will go as far as say, I caught all these fishes. To go shopping and then to have to return home with having bought anything. Stay all day at the store and go from store to store and don't even buy one thing. To go to a restaurant and to have to return home without having eaten anything. Well, some people, they get there and maybe sometime they forget that money, a card. But it don't feel too good. To go to the bank for a much needed loan and then to have to return without being able to borrow anything. That's a sad thing. When you have bills and you need money, and they sometimes they even go as far as to tell you, well, your loan was approved. And then when you get there, they say, we cannot do anything for you. That's not a good feeling. To go somewhere and then to have to return home without having seen anything, that's not too good. When you go on vacation, stay 3 or 4 days, sometimes there's a reason for not seeing anything. Sometimes you might always get sick. Sometimes somebody won't even just show you around. So it's still not good to go somewhere, drive 8 hours or 16 hours and not to see anything. You ought to be able to see something, even if it ain't nothing but something on the side of the road. To go on vacation, you have to return home without having been able to do anything. But how many people seem to go to church and then return back to their home without having their spiritual need met? Well, when you go to church, you have to go there ready to receive something. In other words, they go back home with an empty basket. If you go to church looking for something, you'll get something. But if you go to the church thinking the pastor's going to preach you happy or they're going to sing you happy, I got news for you, you're wrong. You got to take something with you in order to get something out of the service. They are not to be blessed in others. They could be. They are not accomplished for the Lord what they had should been. How can you accomplish something from the Lord if you go to church and go to sleep, or go to church and talk about everybody in the church while the pastor preaching? He preached too long. I wish he'd hurry up and get through. Look, watching the clock, I'm ready to go home. You know how some of us do. And then are not defeated the devil, not overcome temptation like they ought to be. And it is all because they have gone to church but returned back home with an empty basket. It's bad to go back home with an empty basket. Wherever you go, if you got a basket, you should have something in it. I'm just the type of person that when I go to church, I'm going to sing until I rejoice my soul. I'm going to pray until I pray through victory. If I'm sick, I want to go to church because church is the hospital. Church is where you go to get your victory. I'm going to praise him until my soul is strived within me. All God wants us to do is to praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noon. Praise him at midnight. Praise him all the time. I'm going to wait until I endure with power from on high. Luke 24:49. I'm going to rejoice until my doubts have vanished away. And you can do that. You just can't get up there with one of them popcorn prayers and one of them popcorn testimony. And a lot of times we get up with test of line. A lot of us, we get up, tell what we did last night, what happened yesterday, what happened the day before. But get up and tell the glory of the Lord, what the Lord done for you. He brought me out of out of darkness into the marvelous light. I was sick, and I got well. I'm going to worship until all my burden has rolled away. And when I go to church, I'm going to stay until my bucket is full and overflowing. When I go to church, I don't plan to leave until I got everything that the world didn't give and that the world can't take away. The Lord gave it, and the world can't take it away. There's absolutely no way that you can witness effectively without a full bucket. So you need a full bucket, saint. Full bucket, you need prayer. You need a prayer life. You need to read your Bible. You need to love one another. That light switch love. I'm talking about that agape love. I love you because of. I love you because of what you got. That you can defeat the devil without a full bucket. That you can overcome temptation without a full bucket. That you can raise above the storm of life. And I tell my nieces, they get on this Facebook and they do this and they do that. One minute they praising the Lord, and the next minute they just using all kind of words. God's not into that. You got to praise the Lord. Ain't no fountain water, sour water and sweet water come out of. You can rejoice without ceasing, without a full bucket. How can you, that you can control your temper without, you can't control your temper without a full bucket. You got to have a full bucket. And that full bucket is a spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. You need that Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you through all things. That you can love your enemy without a full bucket. You can't love your enemy. You got to love your enemy. You need a full bucket in order. Furthermore, there's no way that you can stand up under stress without a full bucket. You know, I work at the school, and the children from the first through the fifth grade, and you know, it's a crying shame the way those children act. I'm talking about from the first grade through the fifth. You ask them to do something, they look at you like they're crazy. Then some of them have the nerve to tell you, I don't have to do it. I'm not going to do it. That you can finish the course without a full bucket. You can't finish the course. Whatever course you're taking in school or whatever, you need a full bucket in order to finish the course. That you can keep the faith without a full bucket. 2 Timothy 4:7. That you can be blessed, though, that you can bless those who curse you without a full bucket. You can't bless them. You got to have a full bucket. In other words, your heart got to be right. Your soul got to be right. Your mind got to be right. No matter what people do to you, somebody asks you to do something, you still need to bless them. You kneel. That you can lift up the name of Jesus without a full bucket. You need a full bucket to lift that name up. And that's his one powerful name. All you got to do when you're in trouble, call that name. Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, Jesus at supper time, Jesus at breakfast time, Jesus when you wake up, that you can't fight the good faith, the good fight without a full bucket. 2 Timothy, that I fought a good fight, and therefore no way that you can be ready for the rapture of the church without a full bucket. Can't be ready to go to heaven without a full bucket. In other words, you need Jesus. In other words, you need to be saved. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Ain't no time for getting ready. You need to be ready, because you don't know the day nor the hour that the Lord is coming back for you. Listen to me. A full bucket is to you. Listen to me. A full bucket is to you. What a full table is to a beggar on the street, it will be sufficient. A full table to a beggar. A full table means a whole lot to somebody hungry. But if you full and you full table, that don't mean nothing to you. But somebody out there hungry and needs food, whatever you give them, they'd be satisfied and they'll thank you for it. But we got so many people so wasteful. They so wasteful these days. I like I said, I work at the school, and I see so much food thrown in the garbage can, milk thrown in the garbage can, and so many children, they just get the plate, and when they get it, and before they can get it good, they done throw it in the garbage can, talking about they don't want it. What a full tank of gas is to a vehicle is ready to go. A full tank means that you can travel. But if the tank is on empty, that means that you're not going nowhere. So you need your soul to be full. Because if your soul ain't full, you ain't going nowhere. You need it is ready for you. You need your soul to be full in order to be ready for use. And what a full lake is to a fish, meaning that a fish can live. Because a fish can't live on dry land. It will give you what you need to survive on the dry spell. So we need fresh water. We don't need stagnated water. We need fresh and clear water. That's why some of us got a tank, special tank, we put salt in to purify the water. But I know well that it's already purified. Jesus got a well. And we can drink out of that well anytime. All we got to do is get into the Word, but that's not what a bucket is for. It is easy to blow and to flow by every gust wind, and an empty bucket may shine pretty, but what benefit or blessing is it to be in? To be empty is no good. You can have an old ugly bucket. If it's full and everything in its water is clear, it's better than a new one with a hole in it. If you have an empty bucket, nobody will want you to have because you don't have anything. Nobody will become inspired by your life to live for God. Nobody will benefit spiritually from your presence. Nobody will want to follow you in your footsteps. And, you know, I want to live this life when I leave here. I want to live where they say he was a good father. He was a good husband. He was a good father. He was a good uncle. In other words, he was a good man of God. He was a good pastor. So when I get to that gate, I want to hear it say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Nobody would want you to, for their spiritual example. Nobody want nobody complaining all the time. Every time you see them, they're sick. They complaining. You ought to be well sometime. You ought to be happy sometime. Nobody will have much confidence in your testimony. Nobody, and that's so true. Nobody have confidence in your testimony if you claiming you well. And before you leave church, you down, got a frown on your face, you ain't feeling good. And if you have only an empty bucket, nobody will ask me on your prayer list, for there will be a little or no purpose for you. If you go home from having been in church with an empty bucket, you can blame the preacher if you want to. You can blame the singing if you want to. You can blame the altar service if you want to. You can blame the musician if you want to. You can blame Sunday school if you want to. You can blame public address system if you want. Or you can blame the air conditioning for the heat system if you want to. But if you go back home with an empty bucket, it's your own fault. Maybe you didn't get much out of the service because you didn't put much into it. You got to put something in them if you want to get something out. That is, as far as going to school, you can go to school 20 years. If you don't put nothing into it, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. You just be going to school just to say you're going to school. But if you're going, you ought to go for a purpose. You ought to go to be something. You ought to go so when you come out, you'll be able to get a decent job and work and maybe go and help your mother or father. They've been doing all their life. They did without to send you to school. They did without to buy clothes for you, to have food on the table for you, because they wanted you to have an education, because they wanted you to do better than they do. So when you go to school, don't go there just to be going to where most time they go to school just to look pretty. But we need to take the Lord along with us everywhere we go. Everywhere you go, you need to take the Lord along with you. So what if somebody didn't shake your hand? Don't worry about nobody shaking your hand. If somebody don't sing your song, well, sing your own song. If somebody don't appreciate your testimony, don't worry about it. Testify anyway. Tell them the goodness of the Lord. If somebody don't applaud your effort, don't worry about it if they don't clap their hand. Clap your own hand. God gave you two hands. Clap your own hand and be satisfied. If somebody don't apologize to you, don't worry about nobody apologize. And so what? If somebody didn't mention your name, it's still your own fault. If you go home with an empty bucket. So don't worry about it. Don't nobody do all these things. Sometimes I don't want them to shake my hand. Sometimes I don't want them to apologize to me. I don't want to hear it because a lot of times they be lying anyway. So go home with an empty bucket. Some go home with an empty bucket simply because when they came, their bucket was full of worldly pride, were full of selfish desire and pleasure, were full of carnal attitude and feeling, were full of pity and discouragement, were full of stubbornness, rebellion, and disobedience. All these things must leave, and you must get the word of God that deep down in your soul. Listen to me, and listen good. God won't fill a dirty bucket. His grace and his mercy and his love and his assurance, his peace and his hope, his joy are too far precious to put into a dirty bucket. The bucket must be clean. 2 Corinthians 7:1. It must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. It must be sanctified by the prayer and fasting. It must be purified by the fire and of the Holy Spirit. It must be cleansed by obedience and faithfulness. It must be lined with love and compassion. It must be purged from all filthiness and defiling. And it must be unspotted from all carnal and worldly commitment. Then God will fill it. Like he said, it must be clean and purified. Let me ask you, why go home defeated by the devil? Why go home discouraged in your spirit? Why go home feeling sorry for yourself? Why go home singing? Stirring the blues. Why go home with misery and frustration? Why go home with less than you come with? Yeah, come on. So you never leave the Lord out of your life. You need to pour the Lord into your life. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And why go back home with a home empty in your soul when God's table is full of and overflowing? God's table is full and is full and overflowing. All he asks you to do, stretch out. He got his hands stretched out all day long, telling you to come. Come. But you, so many times, we refuse to come because we're not ready. We're not tired. We're not sick and tired of doing what we're doing. We think we got a whole lot of time, but we don't know the day nor the hour that the Lord is coming back for us. Go back home with an empty bucket is not much fun, nor is it very rewarding. It simply means that you end up wasting your time and energy. Why waste all your time and energy on foolishness? That your soul desire has not been satisfied. Who the cause of that? You the cause of that. Because you need to turn your life over to the Lord. And if you turn your life over to the Lord, he will satisfy your soul. He'll put joy into your heart. So that your efforts are not sincere. That your hurt has been healed. That your burden has not been lifted. And that you are not better off. And you are no better off now than you were before. And then it means also tomorrow you will probably be no better than today because your because your bucket will still be empty. So don't worry about it. The Lord is on your side. Don't go home with an empty bucket. Go home with a full bucket. Full bucket of love, full bucket of joy, full bucket of peace. But don't expect God to fill your bucket if you just sit and find fault with every service. And we got so many people that sit down and find fault with everything the preacher said. If somebody sang a song, they can sing it better than they can. If you fail to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you want to hold on to the sin of your life, if you have bitterness and resentment in your heart, you need to get rid of it. If you reflect the leading and the work of the Holy Spirit, if you ignore the preacher and teaching of God, Holy Word, you must listen. Most people don't want to listen to what the preacher said, and then some of them got special ones that they want to hear. If this preacher ain't preaching, they won't come to the service. They'll wait till the other preacher come. And most of the time, that one they don't want to hear, he the one they need to hear. And don't expect to get your bucket filled if you refuse to get involved in the service, including altar call. You must get involved in the service, praying. Altar call, prayer service, reading the scripture, singing the song, even sometimes leading devotion. You must do all these things. Get involved. Just don't sit back and expect everybody else to do everything, and you still complain about everything. Get involved, and you'll see how it works. If you want a full bucket, then you need to lift up your bucket for God to fill them. You need to take the lid off of your bucket so it can be filled. Take the lid off of sin and turn it into joy, where God can come in and fill your bucket. Fill your bucket where you can laugh and smile. Because if you turn your life over to the Lord, you'll have joy. This joy that the Lord gives, the world can't take it away. Then you need to lift your bucket for God to fill. Then you need to ask God to fill it up. And you can be assured that he will. then you will need to put it under the spout where your glory come out. Then you need to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 6:5. Otherwise, then you need to be ready to help others get their bucket full. How can you help anybody get their bucket full when yours is empty? When you can't get along with nobody and you're going to try to help somebody get along with somebody, you need to get on your knees and ask the Lord to help you and pray that you can get along with somebody, and then you can help somebody. Only then you can help somebody to love. You don't love nobody. You just, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Most kind Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We're praying for you. And if you want to go, and if what you got on Sunday doesn't last throughout the week, then you sure didn't need to get much. You sure didn't get much. It sure lasts. We thank you. And if what you got wasn't enough for you to share with others, then you sure didn't get very much. And if what you got doesn't keep you going when the way get difficult, then you sure didn't get very much. You know, when you got Jesus in your life, you don't have to worry about all these things, because God, he's able to bring you through. And the word, and my darling wife, district missionary Legina Thomas, she preached one time, going through. And that's the main thing you got to go through. If you go through, you'll be able to make it. But you got to go through. That's what she said. She said, you got to go through. We just thank you. And if what you got doesn't make a difference in your attitude and disposition, then you surely didn't get very much. And if what you doesn't supply in your study, you need Jesus. You need Jesus in your life to maintain a full bucket. You must stay in close fellowship with the Lord. And in order to stay close fellowship with the Lord, you need to keep your mind on the Lord. You need to stay prayerful, read your Bible, love one another. You must meditate in the Word often and earnest. You must be submissive to and in step with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead. It will lead and guide you into all truth. It ain't going to lead you into wrong. Only the devil leads you into the wrong thing. You must abstain from all sinful activities and attitude. You must abstain from your feet. The place that you used to go, you shouldn't want to go there no more. And once you get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't want to do those things no more. Smoking, drinking, lying, cheating. You don't do those things no more because you got a new way of life. You got Jesus in your life. You must trust in the Lord in all things, not some things, but all things. For all things, you must live by faith and not by sight. And not by feeling either, not by sight. Feeling is good. But you got to do some work. If you like, you get a job and go to the job. Man, not paying you to stand around and talk all day, but you got to do some work. You know, I had a son. My son, he got jobs. He could get a job most anywhere, but he couldn't stay long because he wanted to go around and talk to everybody and talk. But the man was paying him to work. So we got to work out our own soul salvation. And to maintain a full bucket, you must be faithful in your God-given responsibility and duty. You know, we have a problem with commitment. Don't nobody want that. Most people don't want to hear that word, commitment, responsibility. And most people don't want to take no position in the church because responsibility and commitment. Responsibility, that means you got to do something. And commitment means that you're going to be there and you're going to do it and you're going to be on time, you're going to do it. And a lot of people, and you know, I got some, I know everybody don't have this, but I have some walk in church, you know, said the benediction. Some come, you know, said the benediction and close the door and on the outside. But God wants you to be faithful, not just on your job, but in the church. If you say you love the Lord, say, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. If you love the Lord, you'll be faithful. God is a timely God. If you said 11 o'clock, that don't mean 12 o'clock. That don't mean 1 o'clock. Don't mean, but that means 11 o'clock. Yes, you might be late sometimes. Circumstance. You know, my wife, district missionary, we had a young man in our church one time, and he just hung on being people being on time. Why you be late all the time? Why you be late? But circumstances, my district missionary, he told him, you know, you don't know what people's circumstance is. He still, but his wife got sick, and he had to stay home and take care of her, help her get ready. And he would be late all the time. Then only and only then he understood what circumstance really means. You find out what the person's circumstance is. Find out the reason. Just don't assume that they just late because they want to be late. But find out their circumstances. God know their circumstance. God understand that circumstance. And God is a forgiving God. He's an understanding God. He a loving God. He's just not going to throw you away because you being late. He's not going to throw you away because but God is a loving God. And I thank God because he's a loving God. He treat me better than I treat myself. Thank you, Jesus. Most kind Father, in the name of Jesus, look on us today, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, for being so good. Look on the saints everywhere, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. Cover them with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them go home with an empty bucket, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Look on our young people, Lord. Look on the ones behind prison bars, Lord. Look on the ones in the hospital, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Look on the ones at home that are sick, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. Cover them with your blood, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Cover us, Lord, with your blood. Oh, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Look on the bereaved family, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Encourage them, give them encourage their heart, Lord. Let them know that everything's going to be all right in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in their life, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. They're not saved. Save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Those people might not have food on the table, Lord. Feed them, Lord. Feed them, Lord. You took two little fish and five and fed, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Feed them, Lord. Feed them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We plead the blood. Cover them with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover my house, Lord. Cover my family, Lord. Not only my family, but cover every family, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. Bless them with a full bucket, Lord. Bless them with a full bucket and not an empty bucket, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. So why go through life misery and frustrated when you could have joy, unspeakable joy and peace unassured. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We don't have to go through life being miserable. We don't have to go through life being frustrated. We don't have to go through life being unspeakable. And we don't have to go through life being a chumba. Because that we, Jesus, that's why he died. He died that we might have joy, the unspeakable joy. He died that we shouldn't be miserable. We don't have to be frustrated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, sir. We don't have to do it. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Why try to live on such a meaningful amount when there is much more in joy to overflow and satisfy? Thank you, Jesus. Why make it so hard on yourself and others when the Lord eagerly awake to help us? Why make it so hard on yourself? The way of a transgressor is hard. The way of living with the Lord is not hard. We make it hard. Thank you, Jesus. We carry around the empty bucket collecting leftovers. Don't let your body be a garbage can. Everybody, empty garbage in your can. Thank you, Jesus. Especially when God is flowing full and free. So why go home with an empty bucket, especially when you don't have to? You don't have to go home with an empty bucket. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We just thank God tonight for being so good. Why go home with the empty bucket when the Lord is standing right here to give us a full bucket? I want a full bucket. I want my bucket to be full. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Cover us with your blood. Oh, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. It's not good.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes. Praise the Lord. We want to. I don't mean to cut you off, Pastor, but our time is about winding up. So I want to say thank you to you for delivering such a powerful word on tonight, a much needed word for tonight for the people of God. Don't go home with an empty bucket when you don't have to. So we thank God for that word on tonight. Someone has been helped by that word, and I know that someone has received that word on tonight. So we pray that you was blessed by the word coming from Pastor Edward. And we just pray that the Lord will continue to be leading and guiding Pastor Thomas as he continues to preach God's word. We're going to continue to lift up your wife in prayer that she is healed even right now in the name of Jesus. So on tonight, before we close out, I have a song that I want to play for the listeners on tonight. Higher ground. We need to learn how to stand on higher ground in the Lord.
Amen.
I want to scale the utmost high and catch a glimpse of glory. Lift me up and
Praise the Lord. I know there was some for someone on tonight. You need to learn how to put your feet and let your feet be on higher ground at all times. Because we sometimes, again, as I played the song at the beginning of the show, we need to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Why? Because sometimes you cannot always get to your pastor. You need to have the word of God rooted and grounded in your heart so that he can bring things back to your remembrance. So sometimes the deacon or the pastor cannot get to you. So we need to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord, in his word. So you cannot remember God's word if you don't know God's word. So that's why it's important that we get in God's word. So that's why I always ask all listeners, get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man or woman of God, whoever's coming over this worldwide platform, so that you can read it for yourself and see what thus said the Lord unto his people. So I pray that someone has been blessed by the word on tonight, even through the different songs. I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight, that God will be glorified, and that you will continue to be able to move forward and fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory, is my prayer for each listener on tonight. As we get ready to close out, I thank God for each listener, and I ask you to continue to pray for this worldwide platform, that it will be everything that God has called for it to be, that he will be glorified through it, because I know it's not about me, it's about Jesus Christ. So we're going to close out tonight's in prayer, as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We're not worthy. We don't deserve them, but we thank you for them right now in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that something has been said through your word on tonight that will encourage the people's heart, and especially for those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that their hearts will be pricked to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth. Confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask them to come in their hearts and save them on tonight, that they will be able to know their God purpose. They will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth. Your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to go behind prison bars. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there, Heavenly Father. So we ask you that you would continue to touch the hearts and minds of those that are incarcerated, those that are sick and afflicted, the bereaved everywhere. Move by your spirit as only you can, Heavenly Father, that after it's all said and done, that they all will come to know that it was you that God did it. It is our prayer in Jesus' name. So don't forget our spiritual food for thoughts for tonight that come to us saying, and it comes in the form of a question, has your heart been circumcised by God's love? Once again, our spiritual food for thoughts for tonight was, and it's a form of a question, has your heart been circumcised by God's love? So right now, we just thank God for each listener on tonight. I pray that you was blessed by this ministry on tonight, and I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he is to me and what he is to you, the listeners. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to walk in your God purpose and fulfill your God purpose in the earth, that God will be glorified through you is my prayer for each listener on tonight. Know that God loves you. I love you, too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
So you could